A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Our favorite time of the year has passed. Kind of, potentially. One of our favorite times of the year has passed. E3 / Summer Game Fest / multiple news conferences, because E3 was technically kind of whatever. Officially, E3 was kind of
blah.
Yeah, because it was mostly Xbox and Bethesda.
Yep.
That was it.
Yep.
No Sony. Nintendo wasn't technically part of E3.
No, I would lump Nintendo in with E3.
Yeah,
but
I mean, like, I'm talking, maybe they were officially part of it, but the actual things that had like the E3 banner over it, because like Summer Game Fest with Keighley is not part of E3.
Yeah, we can get into that, but yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. In case you don't know where you are right now. Go see a doctor. But this is the Gamers 2 podcast.
Honestly, see a doctor anyway.
Yeah, that's
you're listening to us. See a doctor.
Yeah.
If you don't know, see a doctor. And if you do know, see them twice.
Yeah. Or, you know, regularly, like therapy, because you probably need it.
Actually, that's true. If you don't know where you are, doctor. If you know where you are, therapy or psychiatrist.
Yeah, something like that. This is the Gamers 2 podcast. We do a weekly roundup of news and commentary of the video game industry. We talk shit, basically.
And I speak things into existence.
Yes.
You're welcome.
We should keep like a whiteboard of that. We just need a whiteboard.
Of things I've spoken into existence?
Yeah, things that have just existed after mentioned.
What was the one I called out downstairs? I don't remember now.
I don't remember now.
Said something and we're like, well, now it's just gonna happen. You've started the wheels.
Clint Frazier getting traded.
Oh yes, yeah. Yankees. Yeah. Usually I don't think it's happened for sports things. I know I have the power video game wise. We've watched that happen, and I know I have the have the power
algorithm
to mess with Matt's YouTube algorithm.
Yeah.
Or the world's in some way.
Reddit. That it's
was
more
posted,
Reddit, like
that was posted
Reddit
on
YouTube
Reddit
thing. Yeah.
Meatloaf, man. What a time.
It's a thing.
Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
All right, how do you want to do this? Do you want to do new releases? Can you read new releases?
I can read new releases. There's only five. Five. And one of them is Warzone Season 4.
There are five constipated men in the Bible. In the Bible. The fifth constipated man is Noah. He filled the ark. The fourth, all right, we're getting way deep here.
I don't know that one at all.
The fourth is Cain, because he wasn't able.
Okay, that makes sense. Good point.
And the rest of them I don't remember.
Okay.
Little ditty song.
From what?
Renaissance Festival.
Okay, all right. Nerd.
Listen, we can get some nice hot nuts at the Renaissance Festival.
I have a feeling you got a lot of hot nuts and then a giant leg.
Third? No, I wish.
Yeah. Giant meaty third leg.
I'm usually the giant slice of cake guy.
Oh, okay. All right.
I get the turkey leg, you know, just for nostalgia, but they're usually super dry and not very good.
My thing with the turkey leg, and it's the same thing I have with a drumstick.
I don't know if you people have gone to Renaissance festivals. Turkey leg, staple of Renaissance festivals.
True.
As far as I know.
I'm aware as well. Chicken drumsticks and turkey legs have the same problem for me.
Hmm.
Too much to deal with. Just give me the meat.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I just
and they're usually slathered in barbecue.
Yeah,
so it's like messy. There's too much of it. It's usually been overcooked, hard on the outside. It's just a whole thing.
It's a weapon.
Steak on a stick, surprisingly good.
I mean, yeah, usually things on a stick are pretty decent. Cheesecake.
Not a cheesecake fan, which is weird.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. There's, I mean, how much time do we have?
Not enough in this podcast. All right, not even over our 200-some-odd episodes do we have enough time to go over that.
Where are we at? New releases.
New releases. There's four of them after I mentioned Warzone Season 4. Infinitrap. Rehamstered. For the Xboxes. Police Simulator. Patrol Officers for the PC.
Is like Police Simulator like going postal? Like postal? You're just killing people?
Well, that's just what police do.
Some police do. Getting political. What's next? You got any more?
Red Solstice 2. Survivors. You play that one after the PC, the police one. And then Rogue Book for the PC. Oh, Red Solstice 2 also for PC. And then, yeah, Warzone, like I already said. So
short list.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's E3 week. Not many people do the, it's out right now. It's usually demos, and we don't, you know, discuss demos unless I really like them.
I did get water on myself.
Oh, my bad.
Son of a bitch.
I think that's the first time I've caused that, so I feel pretty good about that joke then.
No, it's definitely not the first time.
No, oh, all right. Well, not now. Now you're really stroking the ego. I forgot the other times.
I squirted water on accident out of my mouth.
That's all right. At least you beat yourself to that, because I was going to be like, it's not the first time I made Matt wet. Hey,
whoa. How do you want to talk about E3 here? Do you want to talk about it overarching initially?
Yes.
Okay.
So your thoughts on E3. I'll pose the question to you like a real host.
I thought it was kind of, like you said in the beginning, very blah. It was kind of pathetic almost. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I can't think of the word.
Pathetic is what you just used.
Yeah, I guess pathetic. I guess not really pathetic, but like I felt it made me feel depressed, kind of.
Okay. All right.
And the other thing that I initially, after Nintendo, I kind of realized, I'm like, all right, so the pandemic definitely blanket affected the video game industry more heavily than I initially thought.
Which I think is the key when looking at this whole last week.
Yeah. Everything is way later than I thought it was going to be.
Yep.
And we'll get into specifics, but yeah, I don't know. It just might be like a really bad year for games. Like, there's definitely stuff coming out that's going to be cool. But if those games do, like, if some of those big titles flop, we might be in for like a rough year.
I don't think it'll be a bad year for games. We do run the potential risk of the big titles that are supposed to be coming flopping.
Yeah. Bad year for like AAA. And
what I think is actually worse than them flopping is them getting delayed again.
Yeah.
Because if they get delayed into 2022, then we just didn't have a slate of 2021. Like, by default, certain things start becoming game of the year. Not because there was competition, just because that's what was out.
Which is kind of what I'm afraid of, is if, you know, if some flop, some get delayed. Next thing you know, we're like, we have one game in this genre that came out this year, or whatever you want
to
say.
Yeah. So, yes, I agree. That is the risk that we currently run. And yes, it is a depression E3, but it's only a depression E3 if again, and this is not a dig at you, but if you are a person that was naive enough to think that COVID didn't have the impacting reach it did.
Mm-hmm. It's not even that. I think, we definitely know, we heard from a few games, a few big games that we were expecting, a few companies, but I don't want to say it was downplayed, but no one like.
Well, no one ever explained how much it.
No one acknowledged it. Like, we didn't get it.
They were just like, oh, we have COVID, you know, delays. Mm-hmm. It was never like, hey, we have giant delays.
Yeah. See, that was the thing is I was hearing them. Oh, we've had some complications, that type of thing. I was thinking in terms of like months.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, hey, I bruised my arm, and they're like, no, you broke it in six places, and you're like, no, I just bruised it.
Exactly.
Look, I can still throw this football, and it's just your arm falls off.
My assumption, which when you know the saying, when you assume.
Ah, yes. You, me, and ass of us.
My assumption was that, you know, some places were, some people, some groups, some developers were acknowledging that they were having issues with working through COVID. And I interpreted that as, okay, they've noticed the issue, they're going to solve the issue and move forward. And really what it was just throw the whole year out. Like,
yeah, that was the way of solving it was year's gone.
Yeah, year's
and then
gone.
There's also the, and this isn't necessarily true of just of game dev, but this is true everywhere because I've experienced this constantly, is they go, man, that's a giant problem. All right, there it is. We've acknowledged it.
Let's look over that.
So let's just, no one talk about it and it won't get worse. But shouldn't we could do something to fix it. Nope. Fix what? We did our time. We acknowledged it. We don't talk about it after that. We all know it's still there, but we just don't mention it. It is a seen problem, not a heard problem. So, yeah. And for continuity's sake, in some way, we're not going to be talking about Summer Game. We're not going to go over Summer Game Fest. We went over Summer Game Fest last week.
Mm-hmm.
This would be Xbox, Devolver, Bethesda, Ubisoft.
Yeah.
And then Nintendo, Square Enix, something else I'm forgetting. Gearbox's horrible conference.
I don't even think anything really came out of Gearbox.
No, it was Randy walking around the movie set.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for Randy in a way, because he is such an upbeat, nice person who just wants to share Borderlands with people and enjoy it. And if you're going into that and you're like, hey, this is a behind the scenes of some movie stuff, and he's just going to be doing that, it's like, cool. I don't know that they needed to have an E3 conference to do it.
Yeah.
To do what people are expecting in this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You could have just dropped that like another month away.
Yeah.
So then you have people looking at it with bad eyes, and it's like, and you followed Devolver, who just released non-fuckwithable tokens.
They kill it.
They're so good.
Anyway, what were your overarching thoughts on E3?
It is definitely missed. I mean, E3's dying. We've said it for, in its traditional sense, we've said it for the last 2 years. And last year, we thought last year would be the almost writing on the wall, potential nail in the coffin type move.
Mm-hmm.
But man, the only people that showed up were Xbox and Bethesda.
Yeah.
The only ones.
Yeah.
Like Nintendo's Direct. I mean, Nintendo's Direct, sure, taken in the COVID scope is fine.
Yeah. Nintendo's Directs, though, like this could have been like any other Direct.
Right. Almost a mini. There wasn't a full.
Yeah.
It wasn't their biggest or best Direct. It was almost more of an update Direct with a couple, I don't know, like one surprise, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox and Bethesda always does a great show, no matter what. You're almost looking at them, you'd almost think they didn't have COVID complications, when you know 110% they did.
Yeah.
The presentation they put on, and then including the extended presentation that Paris Lilly hosted,
mm-hmm.
who he did a great job.
Yeah, I feel like whoever is running their whatever department that is that deals with
that stuff. We're just
going
to give it to Phil, because I don't actually know.
I mean, that's always an honest. A couple years ago, that was always a major criticism for Xbox. Bethesda is like, they were the worst, I think, at it, where like there was too much talking and not enough content. Well,
Bethesda brought Andrew WK out to play music for no reason.
And they pulled a complete 180, and now like you literally get like, they show like a like five games, couple sentences. Five games, couple sentences. They cleaned up the whole Bethesda thing and incorporated in, which we'll get into that, I'm sure.
Yep.
There was something else I want to go into. Oh yeah, the extended showcase that that you just mentioned. That was better presented than I thought it was going to be as well.
Using the same stage and everything. Like it.
Yep.
And Devolver kills it every year. They are. I don't know why. Why did I make that noise? The people that don't like Devolver's showcase don't get it, and that kills me.
Yeah.
It's not hard to get. They just don't like introspection. I don't understand. I'm not sure. Yeah. But I love it. It's always a good time.
Ubisoft's was pretty Ubisoft. It was awkward, usual.
Well, yes. Ubisoft has the problem that we complained about with the Bethesda one, where they do a lot of talking, and they just don't need to. But that's also their style. They are, Eve and the team has pitched them as that family company, and we're going to have these conversations, and yada, yada. Nintendo's was fine. Square's was whatever.
Literally nothing from
Square. PC Gamer, still doing good. I think they're in between where Microsoft now and Microsoft/now Bethesda are, and Ubisoft, where they're still doing some too much. Like, they're trying to do a Devolver skit on the side, and I'm like, just slam through games and let's just. I don't need the talking. I think with what you said, I think the fact that Microsoft went, here's this, by the way, extended is another day, and that's where we're going to sit down and do our talking. We're not going to do it at the same time, is the perfect move.
Yeah. The cadence of the extended too, it was impressive, because they showcased the developers, the actual developers, but they didn't linger on anything.
No, they move.
Yeah, they move along.
They move with very pointed questions, with very pointed answers, and then we're just, let's go. Question, answer, question, answer, question, answer. Cool. See you later. Thanks. Boom.
Yep.
You guys want to see a new trailer? The longest part of the whole thing that we watched was Tim talking about Psychonauts 2.
Yeah. Which was entertaining in itself.
Yeah, so. Which was great just because his narration of Psychonauts 2 is awesome. Yeah. But it was almost like we were talking about it, like, what are we playing then? It seems like you're telling us so much. But
all right.
What
do you want to start with? How do you want to do this?
I think just go in order, I guess. Or do we want to go in reverse order?
I got
building to Microsoft.
I got that release day list up, which goes in order.
Okay, let's do that then.
Okay. So first up would be Ubisoft.
Okay, yep.
And the things that they showed was Riders Republic.
Which I think we both want to play.
Yes.
Here's the kick before we continue.
Yeah.
Come about August to September, Game Pass, Ubisoft Plus, EA Play.
Mm-hmm.
All three of those subscription services are going to save you so much money, it's not funny. Because I've made myself a little list. It's about 14 games long.
Okay.
Of things I am looking forward to specifically this year, and gave myself a little, here's the title, and here's the release date, and where I'm going to play it. I got three games on Ubisoft Plus.
Okay.
Riders Republic's one of them.
Okay. So we got Riders Republic.
$15 a month and you can play the game.
That's going to be on Ubisoft's service that he's talking about, and that's September 2nd of this year.
Yes.
Let's see here. Rainbow Six Extraction, September 16th.
Also on that same service. Yep. Boom. Right there. If those games are $60 each, service $15 for 1 month, boom. Oh, look at that. You saved yourself $100 and some odd dollars.
Is that on or off the list?
Extraction's on the list only because I'm going to be on there already for Riders. Mm-hmm. So why not try it out? I assume I won't play it more than 2 weeks, but I at least want to see it.
Yeah.
Because with all
it'll be interesting. I think we should get a group of three or four people together and hit all of the.
Yeah, yeah.
All of those.
Because with all the.
What
all
are those called?
Cooperative games?
Like co-op.
Oh, you're talking about the Left 4 Dead style?
Yeah. Okay. Which is Extraction.
Specifically, yeah. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you meant like Riders as well and stuff like that.
I mean, we could do all of them. I don't care.
But that's why I want to try Extraction.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many Left 4 Dead-esque games coming that I'm like, I need to see what everyone is trying to do to stand out from the other one.
Yeah. That's I've had that same feeling.
But
and it would be nice if one of them like just kills it.
Right. Which I'm hoping is Back 4 Blood, honestly, but just because it seems like it's the perfect clone.
Yeah.
But I'm still so worried about replayability of any of these. And in the way that it currently is. Like, Left 4 Dead was great then, but the landscape has shifted.
That's nailed it.
But 30 days, $15, boom, I'm playing both of these. It's going to be great. And then, I don't know if it's the next thing on the list. What's next on the list?
Just Dance.
Never mind. Not playing that one.
Just Dance 2022, which is expected November 4th.
You know how good it is to have a conference where we don't have to have a bunch of people come out in costumes and dance for 45 minutes?
Yeah.
So good.
For sure. Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, which is expected in 2022. Don't care, really.
I'm in the same boat. I am so utterly confused.
I don't get the whole Avatar thing.
Thank you. I don't get... We have five movies. Mm-hmm. Four more on the way. There's only one. It's Blue Pocahontas in Space.
And that came out in 2018?
No.
2016? Way back? 2009?
2012?
2012? I have, like, I'm the worst with time, obviously.
While you look that up, we have four more coming because James Cameron's been stuck in an ocean and can't think of anything else except blue people because all he sees is blue water. So
I nailed it. 2009.
Oh, all right, yeah. I couldn't remember if I had gotten out of high school yet or not. So yeah, 2009. And we still haven't gotten the second one, but we're going to make a game about it. And people were hyped about it. And I don't understand, because here's the other thing with that movie. Was it not touted?
It's been over a decade.
Yes.
What the?
It's been 12 years.
Fuck.
It's been 12 years and you still don't have the second one, but he's making five of them. Anyway. Yeah,
anyways.
The whole thing with that movie was touted the 3D. You want to know what wasn't prevalent at any point during that?
So here's my take on the 3D.
Okay.
I actually liked the 3D in that movie because what they 3D? Didn't. They didn't use it the same way. Every other movie was using the 3D to, like, they were trying to make things come out of the screen at you.
Okay.
And they used it in that movie for depth. So it was more subtle, but the experience, I think, was better.
I argue they didn't need it. They only wanted to
charge.
They
didn't need it, no.
They only wanted to charge $8 more for a ticket.
By no means did they need it, but I appreciated their use of it more than any other movie.
Okay. I still don't think it's a technical masterpiece that everybody jerked off about. I argue that.
Oh, no, for sure. I don't.
But like, people were on it at the time of like, oh, it's such a technical marvel and all the 3D and the beauty in it. I was like, I've watched animations that look better than this. This is not that good. Anyway.
I thought it was great in theaters. I'm glad I went because it was definitely a different experience. My colored perspective, though, is I got new glasses or contacts immediately before seeing that movie.
Okay.
So I got the double whammy. Like, you don't have eyesight issues,
no.
But it's always like an experience.
Minus my allergies.
It's always an experience when you can see well again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then to like double down hard on that and go see like fucking Avatar in theaters like right afterwards.
I mean, I saw it in theaters and I saw it in the 3D version in theaters. Mm-hmm. And I remember taking the glasses off at one point because, you know, you always do. Everybody always does it during a 3D movie. You're like, ooh, what's it look like? And I remember taking them off and going, I don't look any different.
Yeah.
Either way, we're 12 years removed from it, and there are people so hype about an Avatar game that you don't know what you're doing in that I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I could be like...
You know what they needed to do? Avatar Battle Royale. And I would have actually gone, I understand. You drop into Pandora. There's blue people. There's not blue people. Run around. You can tether yourself to beasts and get in mechs, and it's a whole thing. Like, I understand that. I understand Team Deathmatch on Pandora. But currently, I
kind of would have understood, like, an Avatar VR game. I feel like that would be something that James Cameron would do. But
I mean, Cameron will do a lot of things. I just need to see what it is.
Yeah.
The title means nothing to me, and I don't care about Avatar. So, like, everybody was like, oh my God, an Avatar game. I was like, why is that? We're excited for this? The things in this conference you could have been excited about, and you chose. I would have been more okay that you said you were pumped with Just Dance 2022.
This is a game that I expect to be delayed, by the way.
Avatar?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's not going to come out for another 3 years anyway, but.
And the last one, and I'm not sure if this is complete. I'm going to double check while we talk about it, but is Mario's and Rabbids, Spark of Hope.
Yes, the new Mario Rabbids game, which looks good. I think the first one was received well, and it makes sense for the second one. It's not my style of game, but I like that they're making another one.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, as weird as it is.
Yeah, that list definitely isn't complete.
Go ahead.
No, we can talk about it more if you want.
No, not that.
Okay. Rocksmith Plus.
Which I think is very cool.
I do agree. It looks very, very cool.
No release date on that yet.
No.
But it does reach that, like, weird musical twist in me where I'm like, man, you know, if I had an acoustic guitar, I'd probably just try. I said acoustic guitar.
I was going to let it slide because, like, it was so close that I wasn't sure.
It was close because I meant to say acoustic, but then I realized, like, after I heard I was like, nah, I said acoustic.
That's fine.
Augustus, you know, Augustus guitars. They stab you in the back. The the entire concept, you know, you hook your phone up and you just have a subscription service, and it's all meant more of what Rocksmith kind of was, but a larger iteration on it. I was like, that seems kind of cool. Bass, acoustic, and electric. I was like, oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's probably also cheaper. Like, you'd have guitar teachers out there that would be losing their mind at this acknowledgement, but it's probably cheaper if your kid wanted to learn a guitar. You just buy the guitar and buy the little subscription service to that, mm-hmm. and have them just play forever instead of spend $700 an hour to whatever teacher they're learning from, or like do one then the other type of thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't teach music theory. I have no idea.
There was updates on all of the games that are already out, obviously. Legion, Siege.
Yeah, Legion getting a weird...
Bloodlines?
Yeah.
DLC?
The old... Was it Wrench versus Aiden?
Yep.
Dumb. Whatever.
TV show. Werewolves Within.
Another one. Yep. No, movie.
Oh, it's a movie, yeah.
Movie Werewolves Within.
Yep. Which apparently is a 2016 VR game.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically just everything. So, you know how Among Us exists, and Werewolves Within, and Secret Hitler, and there's a bunch of games where it's all the party deception. Back in 2010, let me tell you a little story of a game called Werewolf that I learned from a German exchange student. It's exactly everything that we've been playing for the last 10 years.
Okay.
You get handed cards. Some they say you're a werewolf or you're a villager.
Hmm.
Everybody close, you know, you're sitting in a circle. Everybody close your eyes.
It's probably because they couldn't play Secret Hitler.
Well, for sure, but Secret Hitler wasn't out at that point either. But also for certain, they can't play Secret Hitler. But you'd just be sitting in a circle. You'd get handed out cards. You know, you do a little peek of your card, and then the village goes to sleep. So everybody closes their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the werewolves get told to wake up, so they just open their eyes and they have to agree on who to kill. So they just, you know, silently, like, point on who they kill. There's a narrator of this whole thing. They agree who to kill, so they go to sleep. And there's other roles that could pop up. The mayor gets 2 votes. The hunter, if they get killed, get to point and take somebody with them. So and then you wake up, you're dead, or whoever's dead, and now it's a town argument about who do you try to vote to kill and hope that they were a werewolf.
Oh, nice. It's a good game.
It's a fun party game.
Yeah.
It gets really bad when I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
Because there's one that was called the Eye. Or the Seer. I think it was the Eye. And the Eye would wake up after the werewolves had already done all their stuff. Eye wakes up and the Eye is allowed to point at somebody and get told, yes, they're a werewolf. No, they're not. So you would just point, and if you could get it, and then if you were bold enough that you knew there was only one left, you could basically get so brash as to say, I am the Eye, and I know for a fact that person is a werewolf, and if you are all not voting for them, I'm literally dead next round. Which, I'm arrogant enough to pull that move quite frequently.
Rude. And the last one, and third on his Ubisoft list, is Far Cry 6.
Which is the good man. You already said the thing I was going to say. But yes, it is third because it is October. So you get two games in September. You get that game in October. I think it's also early October. I want to say the 6th, but I feel like I'm wrong.
One more up.
7.
Yes.
Close enough. So there you go. For $30, you get three games. Let's assume that they are all $60. Because Ubisoft said they were staying at 60. So we'll say they're $60. So that's $180. We'll subtract to 30. Boom, you saved $150.
Nailed it.
Not a math pod.
Definitely not a math pod.
And I'm assuming I would be able to finish Far Cry before Battlefield, which is the end of October.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
And Riders Republic, I know I probably won't play for more than 2 months.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun in and out. If you're playing it with me, it'll be like, hey, let's just go mess around. And Extraction is the same. Like, you know, try it for 2 weeks and call it a day. 2 weeks of Riders, 2 weeks of Extraction, 3 weeks of Far Cry. Boom.
Matt. Makes sense. Makes sense. Devolver, I believe, is next.
Yes.
Death's Door. I didn't really pay attention to a lot of the games themselves. I'm not going to lie.
You were looking for the meaning in the conference.
Yeah. Death's Door.
Death's Door looked good.
July 20th.
That is one that is on my radar.
Inscription, which just says 2021. Tumble Time, 2021. Demon Throttle, 2022.
It was on the list.
Trek to Yomi, which is 2022. Wizard with a Gun. I remember that one.
Yeah.
I remember Wizard with a Gun.
Because you were a wizard.
Which is 2022.
With a gun.
With a gun.
Bang, bang. What up pew, with that
pew,
thing?
Pew, pew. And that's all I got on this list, although I doubt that that's...
Yeah. Devolver, still good time. Also, you need to just watch it to have the fun NFT conversation and everything else that always happens in there. Because the NFT is at the end. They hit you with that at the end. They lead up to the rest of it, though, with good memes.
It is good. It's worth a watch. They're actually all worth a watch. I'm sure someone on YouTube's probably caught all of the like story stuff. I
mean, oh, the Devolver.
Yeah,
stuff.
the Devolver stuff.
Yeah, go back video. 3 or 4 years and just watch every Devolver conference because they are a storyline all tied together.
Mm-hmm.
Nina Struthers, man, what a time.
Good stuff.
Nina's crazy.
Nina is crazy. Which brings us to the big one.
We're skipping over Gearbox because there was nothing.
There was nothing.
Which then does bring us to Xbox and Bethesda.
So
the quick thing.
Yeah.
If you want to be included in that statement or not, it's up to you. Though I think specifically I did say this, that it would be a mistake for them to interweave Bethesda and Xbox titles back to back to back to back instead of not just doing an Xbox and then a Bethesda segment.
Yes.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, one, they didn't listen to me, and they did exactly, which has been par for usual for Xbox. Xbox usually just does whatever the opposite of whatever I say is. Mm-hmm. You know, don't lead with Halo, lead with Halo. The whole thing. They do whatever they want. Yeah. They don't listen to me, which is a mistake, but they also do things well, so it's perfectly fine. But then when we watched it and they were interweaving well, and that was the part that it worried me initially. Is that it would be such
It'd be jarring.
It'd be, yeah, jarring and miscommunicated across the entire thing. But they made very clear and concise communication as they were doing things, which is exactly what they needed to do.
See, I thought, I expected if they interweaved, it was going to be jarring because they were going to be like, there would be hard transitions. Like,
Yeah.
And there could be two different things going on.
You're like, am I Master Chief or am I the Doom Slayer?
Which they did it literally the opposite, and it was like completely integrated and seamless. And
also waiting for that crossover, by the way. Now they're both owned by the same people.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Forgot about that.
I can't wait
for fight each other.
I can't wait for the Doom Guy Battle Pass in Halo Infinite and the DLC of Master Chief ripping and tearing until it is done.
Rip and tear. Until it is done.
Got a little crossover going on. Same universe, maybe. I don't know.
you imagine that, like, season two of Halo Infinite is just a hell portal opening and him walking out and being like,
the people would fucking lose it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They'd love that.
I mean, it was so good last year with the Animal Crossing crossover. Why not just have Chief and Doom Guy do the hand clasp. Why can I not remember the movie? Predator?
Predator.
Yeah. Just do that clasp.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Just do that. Just do exactly that. And then turn around with, like, they do that. Doom Guy's got his rockets out shooting a brute behind Master Chief. Master Chief has his assault rifle shooting behind Doom Guy to kill a Hellspawn.
There it is.
I'm painting your trailer.
There it is.
Battle Pass Season 2 of Infinite. You're welcome.
All right. Switching lists here. So I'm going to one that's more accurate.
We're getting accurate now. This podcast known for its accuracy.
Super accurate.
Known for its accuracy.
You know, just trying to stay somewhat accurate.
Well, Xbox has a lot more in it too, so
yeah. Starfield was the the one
cinematic.
People were, oh my god, Starfield. Yeah, it didn't really tell us anything about the game.
Nope.
Which was kind of upsetting.
I believe Todd called it Skyrim in space, which
accurate.
If we're going with a Kovic line, you know, it's Skyrim with guns, so
yep.
Skyrim in space.
It's got a release date, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, hard release date too, not window.
November 11th, 2022. Fun fact, exactly 19 years since Skyrim was released.
Fun fact, also, math pod, 11 plus 11 equals 22.
What the fuck?
Mason, what do the numbers mean, Mason?
I want to see more, obviously. I mean, you can't say anything based on what you saw.
Yeah, I mean, I want to complain, but I have no right to. So
I'll give you something to complain about. Remember at the bottom of that trailer what it said?
Probably said something along the lines of, like, not in-game footage or something.
No.
I don't know.
It said something very specific that we both called out immediately.
I don't remember.
It said, made with Creation Engine 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The fucking Creation Engine 2.
And there are so many questions I have.
Oh, we should look that up, actually, because I wonder if there's like a wiki page.
Did they Creation Engine 2 in such that they put a new coat of paint on Creation Engine 1? Did they lipstick a pig and say, here we go? Did Frank's son get hooked into the machine? I'm just so curious.
Oh, yeah, there's already articles about it, too. This is good. I'm going to have to read these. I'm going to read some of these.
Because I would love, and we know they didn't do it, but I would have loved that they just nuked the Creation Engine from orbit and went, we're making a second one from the ground up.
Apparently they did tweet about it, so let me pull these up real quick.
Okay, all right.
Starfield, this is a tweet from Bethesda Game Studios. Starfield will be our first game to use Creation Engine 2.
Correct.
We've spent years developing it to power the next generation of immersion and exploration.
Okay, it still doesn't tell me what the part that I'm worried about.
It doesn't, so.
Because you spent years developing the Creation Engine since you created it.
Someone, of course, made the joke, Creation Engine 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, good man. Beat me to, you know, I was going to let it slide this time.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I see, I'm looking at an article here I'm going to do some research. Maybe next week we'll talk about it. But I see one headline that says Creation Engine 2 may not let you climb ladders. So that's a good
one. Wow, that's a good start. That's a good, you know what? In
sounds about
in
right.
True form to its predecessor, it's doing perfect. I can't wait for the part where they're like, and by the way, we can't figure out guns in it yet.
Yeah, right.
You're like, all right, sure.
No, whatever. It's gonna. They're doing Starfield, so it's gonna be fine with guns. It's when they go to make Skyrim, they're gonna be like, we didn't set up for melee.
Oh, dude, what if it was? What if it was Elder Scrolls 6?
Yeah, it'll be
modern
like,
warfare.
Yeah,
there is no magic. It's just guns.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the Daedric Elves have an LMG over in the corner. Oh, I actually want that now. I would actually be down for Elder Scrolls if they were just like, you wouldn't believe these grenades these days. It's just, it's unreal. I try to cast a fireball and then the guy just gets blown up. It's just weird.
It's insane. All right. So, Redfall.
Redfall from Arkane.
Mm-hmm.
Their new title, the guys that made Dishonored and the, oh God, how did I blank so hard? The horror game. The Prey.
Okay. Prey.
I'll get there. I was going to say entirely something entirely wrong.
That has a release window of summer 2022.
Vampire
shooter. Yeah, it's another one of those like
four-person co-op shooters. AI, asymmetric. What do you want to call it? Asymmetric PvE, I guess, kind of.
I mean,
your Left 4 Dead formula. But with vampires and...
in like powers, kind of skills, power skills.
A lot of... there was a robot companion for one of the people. The other one was summoning elevators.
An umbrella shield.
She's probably the favorite. I think there was one that went invisible. So yeah. Everybody had their own powers and they were fighting off... You see a few different styles of vampires through the whole thing, and I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Arkane makes good games, so I want to see what their take is on it, but they're going to be later to the game than everybody else is, so they might also benefit from that, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a risk being later to the game than everybody else from that style of game, because burnout could be happening.
Yeah.
But they also get to see what everybody potentially did wrong, and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Stalker 2.
Who the hell would have thought? I mean, I think we kind of had this confirmed with Stalker Complete Edition and a few other things, but Chernobylite getting its final announcement and Stalker 2. We're going back to the zone.
Going back to the zone.
That game, I'm not going to play it.
I always, Stalker's one of those games where, like, I see it, I'm like, that looks really cool, I wish I could play that, but I know that I'd play 5 minutes and be like, I'm out.
Yeah, I would just get annoyed at my own inability to, like, do what I needed to in that game.
Yeah.
Go slow, yada yada.
It's a survival game.
But I want to watch people play it.
Yeah.
It has the, like, I hope Sark plays it, because I would love to watch him play it. And that monster they show, what do they call him? The blood sucker, blood eater, blood something?
Yeah, something like that.
Who, the mouth thing and the tendrils, and I was like, And that's the only one you see, and you know there's more.
April 22nd, 2022. See if they stick to that. Which will be, I feel like that happened fast. I feel like they just announced Stalker 2, like a year
ago. Yeah, but I feel like they've probably been working on it for 6 years.
Maybe. Could be. Back for Blood.
The Left 4 Dead people.
Left 4 Dead clone. Really didn't see much on that. Just kind of like showed more.
Just kind of more. I mean, we've been hearing about it for months now after they announced it. So there's not really anything new to show that they would do. It's just more of a, hey, by the way, it's going to be on Game Pass day one. Which, there's, everything we've mentioned so far is going to be on Game Pass. So if you haven't heard of the greatest service ever called Game Pass, Game Pass. Game Pass, Game Pass. Game Pass.
There was a teaser for Contraband.
Yes, there was a teaser for Contraband.
And then Sea of Thieves.
Getting the old Johnny Depp treatment.
Yep. Called A Pirate's Life. A little DLC called A Pirate's Life. Or an update, whatever you want to call it. Launching June 22nd.
Partnering with Disney to bring you a whole...
It includes five tall tales for players to embark on.
There looked like there was a lot. Davy Jones shows up. I think they can summon the Kraken because they see you see him doing the scene where they're cranking, they're turning the crank, and
They will be there'll be more revealed closer to the launch of season 3.
But hey, Sea of Thieves still kicking, and I think it's actually growing.
Yeah. I would assume so. I mean, they've been adding content.
I think they had an initial swell, and I think it died a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I think it's now been their steady incline to passing where they even launched at.
They're giving it the old No Man's Sky treatment, I think.
Yeah, but not as offensive.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky was offensively launched.
Yeah. Yakuza Like a Dragon is coming to Game Pass.
Massive move, honestly. That came out in November. I would have figured that would have been another year before we saw it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one for Game Pass.
Solid turn-based RPG in the Yakuza series, but you don't need any of the first seven or eight to play it. Sure, there's some references you might not understand, but it's an entirely new character with an entirely new story. Play as Ichiban. Also, it was funny because I saw that trailer. The trailer was English.
Yeah.
And I always watch Ray play, and he always plays in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny seeing everything get voiced in English, and we go, oh, that's what that sounds like.
Battlefield 2042.
Gameplay.
Yeah, gameplay. Looking forward to that one.
I got wet.
Looking forward to that one.
That was hype. They launched a four-wheeler off a roof into a helicopter. There's a sandstorm. Darude started playing. Tornadoes. Tanks getting parachuted in. Yeah.
Good sheet.
I am excited for 2042. Rockets launching. A lot. We talked about that already, though, so... Or kind of. We didn't talk about the gameplay part of it, but
12 minutes. That's the Annapurna title.
Annapurna out here always just dropping fire games.
That one's August 19th.
Yeah.
Should be out.
And Game Pass.
Yep, on Game Pass. I've heard good things about that. It's got good voice actors. Yep, Daisy Ridley.
Yep.
And the fuck's that guy's name? He's in Split, I think. James McAvoy, is that his name?
I mean, he's the one that's in Split.
I think he's in it too.
Oh, okay. I was gonna joke and say Peter Stormare, but he's in a different game. but yeah, no, I'm actually gonna probably try that one because we've seen it for 2 years now.
Yeah, I've seen it a few times,
and it's every time it changes, I'm like,
yeah,
what the hell is going on over there?
It always it must be interesting because every time you see it, it's like taking a huge leap.
Yeah.
Like a huge leap up but when the first time you see it, you're like, this is a weird indie game.
Yeah. And then you're like,
and then they're like, oh, Daisy Ridley, William Dafoe. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, by the way, then the cops arrested you. And you're like, well, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, by the way, it takes all place in this one room. And I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah. We saw Psychonauts 2, which should be out August 25th, and it will be on Game Pass day one.
Yeah, and if you're curious about what a lot of it's about, you can listen to Tim Schafer during the Xbox Extended tell you quite literally what it's about.
Yep. If you're a Psychonauts fan, I'm sure you'll be really into this one as well.
I know James is pumped. That'd be James Willems of Funhouse.
Of course.
I have no right to have a first name basis with him. So.
Fallout 76 is getting a new update for the Brotherhood of Steel called Steel Rain. That'll be July 7th.
God, I don't give a shit about the Brotherhood.
No one does.
I thought you did.
The Brotherhood?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't you ally with them? Fallout 4. Who'd you finish with? You had four options.
I think I finished with the What are those fuckers called?
Institute, Railroad, Brotherhood, or the...
Not the Railroad.
Or the Wasteland.
I was going for... I wanted the really hard one to get.
Preston Garvey, the Wanderers, yeah. Or whatever they were called. Yeah.
The Militia or whatever.
Yeah.
I couldn't get it. I think I ended up going with the Institution. Okay.
Yeah, I went with the Institute immediately. Because I was like, yeah, future, let's move on. But yeah. I know a bunch of people that were like, well, I really want to launch whatever Prime is there.
I mean, Liberty Prime? Yeah. Really what I usually do with those games, and I did with that game, is I got to the point where you have to make the choice and do the old save file. Because, of course, you got to play with fucking Liberty Prime.
Google.com, you...
Democracy! Blah, blah, blah.
Let me deliver you freedom.
Yeah. Kill the commies. Elder Scroll Online got a little console.
Oh, there was another Fallout 76 thing. Is it not mentioned there?
The Pit. Expeditions. The Pit.
All right, man. Fuck. Shit. Listen, I don't like Fallout 76 either, but if we're going to list everything, Fallout 76 is getting an expedition.
You can go back to the Fallout 3 location.
Was Pittsburgh Fallout 3?
Yep.
No, Fallout 3 was D.C.
This saying, I don't know, I'm reading the thing. So visit the Fallout 3 location of Pittsburgh.
Wasn't Fallout 3 D.C.? I'm not crazy about that, right?
I kind of remember going and seeing monuments and stuff.
Yeah, because you were on the outskirts, and then I died in the subway constantly at level 7 because I walked in with an idiot, and I kept dying to Mirelurk crabs with, even though I had what's the mini nuke launcher?
Mini nuke.
You know the thing, like the shoulder launcher?
Yeah, it was the mini nuke. Wasn't it just called a mini nuke?
I thought it was called something like Bertha.
Maybe. Maybe there was a named one.
Yeah, I had that, and I was trying to launch mini nukes at people. Yeah,
these people are dumb. Fallout 3 covers most of the ruins of Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia, and parts of Maryland.
Yeah.
So.
The Pit was clearly Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
All right, well. Anyway, so yeah. Pittsburgh Expedition. I do believe there was rumors for the longest time about an actual Fallout taking place in Pittsburgh at some point. So, there you go. You get an expedition in Fallout 76. And then I was going to joke that maybe there was a DLC for Fallout 3, but no, that was Anchorage.
Yep. I mean, maybe you like dip into Pittsburgh in Fallout 3.
Yeah, maybe you drive by it and you like wave.
Really angry about this.
It just annoys me when people are blatantly stupid. Sorry, whoever's list this is. Don't say their name.
Elder Scrolls Online, we talked about that June 15th, getting a console enhanced edition.
Yeah, Elder Scrolls Online, still killing it.
Party Animals.
Most important thing we're going to talk about right now. No, it's not, but it's up there.
It's a brawler in the vein of... Gang Beast, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Gang Beast, where you have ragdoll physics and people are picking things up and throwing them at people, and it's weapons and it's fun and it looks like a giant party game. And I was like, yep, sign me up. I'm all about this. Fun time. That's a good, like, hey, anybody want to just grab a bunch of pizza, sit around and drink and play Party Animals? Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the fox. Because what does the fox say?
I'm not making that noise.
which one?
Hades is coming to Xbox Game Pass.
Good for everybody that wants to play it and hasn't yet.
Actually, that's a lie.
Never mind.
It's not coming to Xbox Game Pass. It's coming to Xbox consoles.
All right. Well, guess what? Good for everybody that wants to play it.
August 13th.
Yeah, Hades, good game.
Series X and the One.
Game of the Year nominee and some people's winner.
Somerville. I don't know. One of those ones. From the people, co-founder of Playdead?
Yes.
They made Limbo?
They did make Limbo.
Looks like Limbo-ish?
Yeah, I mean, it's Limbo-ish in the side of it's a 2D, you know, side-scrolling style game.
Artistic style similar.
Yeah. I mean, did you play Limbo and... I think they also did Inside. And Inside was creepy. So I'm down.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be great. Game Pass.
Boom. There you go. Try it. What's that hurt you? I don't like it. Well, guess what? You have 100 other options. Game Pass.
Halo.
It's like grapes. Get a bad grape. Oh, look at this. It's the fruit of opportunity. That's a Dimitri Martin joke. You're welcome.
Halo Infinite.
Game Pass.
Didn't see much on Halo Infinite.
Free multiplayer.
Yeah. I mean, we saw multiplayer. We didn't see anything campaign. Multiplayer looked great.
There was some campaign stuff.
Not new campaign stuff. It was all originally E3 campaign stuff, recut.
Was it?
Yeah.
We discussed the whole love story angle in the original E3?
Yeah. Well, maybe not.
I thought the original E3 was them wiping a thing away to find Chief floating in space.
And then the guy was there and all that other stuff. And
the
new Cortana stuff, I think, is the only bit that was new.
Yeah, which is, I mean, that's the part I'm referencing, is how they somehow turned Halo into a love story instead of a... The guy came back to 343, and he has this whole thing about how, what does Halo mean? It's a fight for civilization and taking on these alien species and all stuff like that. And then the next thing they show in the
trailer... Fight for fucking.
Yeah. The next thing they show in the trailer is, I gotta find my AI wife. Where'd she go? And I'm like, what?
The showcase was primarily multiplayer outside of the younger... newer, better upgrade of Cortana. I don't know, whatever we're calling her.
Yeah, and they never gave her a name yet. But they did go into a dive afterwards, and then also in the extended cut discussing more Halo things, the multiplayer stuff, and what to expect and stuff like that.
Yep. Holiday 2021.
Massive that the multiplayer's free.
Yep. Multiplayer's free. Crazy.
That
looks really good.
They're going to do a battle pass strategy. Campaign is cost, but...
Yep. Has a reworked Blood Gulch. And there were some other ones in there that we recognized, I think.
I recognize like a redone Valhalla, which I think is similar to Blood Gulch. Valhalla is the Battlefield 3 version of it. Mm-hmm. Or it's a Battlefield 3 version. What am I, an idiot? It's the Halo 3 version of it.
Diablo 2 Remastered.
Yeah. Got a date.
September 23rd. Optimized for the Series X and Series S.
Yeah.
With cross progression with the Xbox One and PC.
Pretty cool. I also don't care.
Offer up to 8-player co-op.
That I thought was interesting, but I didn't play Diablo 2 and I have no interest to, so.
Well, fuck you. No. Plague Tale Requiem.
Yeah. More rats.
More rats. 2022.
Can we get that as a subtitle for Plague Tale? More rats. It looked good. I mean, Plague Tale looks good as a visual of a game.
For sure. I would really appreciate it if you would continue loading. Far Cry 6 was shown.
Yep. We've kind of talked about that already, though.
Slime Rancher 2, Nate's favorite.
The best part about watching the Xbox conference with Matt is the, this is going to sound arrogant. Should I rephrase it? Yeah, who cares? Is the amount of games that I know when I see them, like what they are related to or if they're a sequel or just the names or anything. Cause this is like probably the third one at this point that I've mentioned. And you're like, what are these games that you just keep saying the name of?
I had like one or two. I can't remember what they are now, though. There was one where I was like, oh, that's that. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I think I had Plague Tale.
Slime Rancher 2 was the one that was like really egregious,
though. Yeah.
Well, it was the most like stupidest thing ever. And you're like, oh, Slime Rancher 2. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I saw the blob and I was just like, oh, really? They're doing a Slime Rancher 2. Huh, that's interesting. And you're just like, what? But yeah, you collect slimes, you build a farm, you have a whole goal. It's kind of like Stardew, but slimes. You have like a gun, you suck them up, you blow them out.
All about that sucking and blowing.
Listen, man, it's been a long year, all right?
That'll be sometime in 2022. We also saw another snowboarding game called Shredders.
This
should be out in December. And I've, since watching that, I think they Did they go over it in the extended?
Probably.
I read that it is, I think they went less, over everything. Less arcade, more simulation. So you control the direction of the snowboard with one joystick and the like weight transfer weight of your body with the other one.
So
which I guess
part of the
is probably not as complicated as it sounds.
No, and part of the joke would be like, oh, so you mean it's like the skate of snowboarding? No. What I would compare it to is, do you remember the other game? This is a real reach. They came out that was saying, this is before Skate got announced. The new, whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, I remember the one you're talking about.
The one that was a skateboard game that's like supposed to be Skate's replacement.
Yep.
I'm transitioning that to think of that's, I'm thinking like not, that is technically like knockoff Skate. So I'm thinking of this as like knockoff snowboarding. But I'm hoping it's better than what I think it is. The only problem is they're dropping this and then Riders Republic exists. And I'm like, ooh, risky.
Yeah. This one,
I mean, not risky, but like, I'm probably going to get overshadowed, unfortunately.
Yeah. Atomic Heart, no release date.
But it's Atomic.
Yep, it's a thing.
Yeah, I really don't have anything for that one.
Yeah, I don't either. It's going to be on Game Pass. You got that.
So if you want to try it out, whoa, Game Pass.
Replaced? Don't even remember what that is.
That was the one that had the Blade Runner vibes for you.
Mm.
Metro City.
Yeah. Had that aesthetic 2D. Going for it.
Yeah. Looked very cool. And guess what?
Game Pass? My iPad decided to just stop working, which is pretty classic for me.
Right on course.
Yep. I'm going to assume this is the next one. Grounded.
Yeah, from Obsidian, the plant MMO, or the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids style MMO we saw last year, getting a, what did they call it, update? I wanted to say it was a Spiders update, but it's not the name of it.
Shrooms and Doom, I think.
Shroom and Doom, yeah. I think that is right. Good job. But they did show off the Brood Mother.
Brain is so weird.
Yeah. You know? What are you're like getting high, man? You're thinking of shrooms? I like that they did show off the giant Brood Mother. And then, like, don't worry, you can turn on arachnophobia mode, and you just see the blob, like, running around. Because that is in the game. I remember that from before when they first announced it. They're like, don't worry, we'll put arachnophobia mode in, and you literally just turn the scale up, and it just becomes its blob with none of the details on it.
Obsidian's little trailers are pretty entertaining.
Yeah, speaking of Obsidian.
June 30th is when that update's coming, by the way. For whatever reason... I know where you're going with that. For whatever reason, this list does not go in that
order. I couldn't remember if it was next actually in the show or not. Because that's part of the interweaving with everything not being in an order.
Among Us is next on this list, and that's going to be the updates coming June 15th. There was... What the fuck was the update? It's going to add up to 3 imposters to a single match, 15-player lobbies.
Yeah, bigger lobbies, bigger other things. There was stuff. Hey, good for people still playing Among Us.
Yep. We got a Japanese title of some, or some sort. Could be Korean. I don't know. Ayuden Chronicle Rising. It's one of those ones that I think came up and we're like, we immediately just started talking about something else and like ignored it.
We looked at it and we're like, that's not for either of us.
Yeah. We're like, we're out on that one. I tell you the next one, but my iPad's still loading. it's a whole thing. I'm gonna have to, it's getting replaced pretty quickly, I think. It's just its websites, man. I don't know, like, it has a rough time with them recently, I've noticed.
I don't know why it has a rough, well, it's old, we've discussed
that. It is really old. Oh, The Ascent, that's the next one. July yes. 29th, Game Pass,
going up. Ascending.
One
that would look interesting as well.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have gotten it if it didn't exist on Game Pass, but like,
I mean, a lot of these things, I'll tell you straight up, I wouldn't be trying if they weren't on Game Pass.
Yep.
And because I'm doing Game Pass in August to cover all these other things, you bet your ass I'm just going to try random things.
Yeah. Age of Empires 4, that's October 28th, that'll be out. Game Pass again.
Matt's game right there, so he can be the Holy Roman Empire and go on a conquering spree.
It's got a campaign about Joan of Arc.
and the Mongols.
If you're into Joan of Arc and the Mongols, yeah.
And the Holy Roman Empire.
Yep. There was another one, too, in there. Russia.
Yeah.
The Rise of Moscow.
Yeah. Matt's going to be lost for a while. You thought Dan
it's
Carlin.
It's a possibility.
His Dan Carlin addiction was bad. Give him Game Pass and Age of Empires 4 and... Oof.
It's a possibility. Outer Worlds 2.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this one's trailer.
That was my favorite trailer.
It was the most honest trailer I've ever seen. Which is basically like, we ain't got nothing.
Yeah, like, we barely
don't even, expect this for a while.
We barely even showed. This is basically just to confirm that we are making a second one.
Flight Simulator is getting some console support. It's coming out on console on the Series X and the One.
Massive.
Also having a little Top Gun Maverick DLC.
Yeah, that was interesting. Flight Sim, man. What a game.
And now we come to the one that surprised us both, but also we are the most thrilled that surprised us. Forza Horizon 5.
Oh, yeah. Talk about me being confused for a minute. I completely forgot.
Yeah. So there was, I was hoping for one game. Didn't get it. Was not expecting this game, but I was like, I will take the trade.
Yeah.
Because I was hoping for some Fable 4, didn't get it, got Forza Horizon 5, and I was like, you know what? Good deal.
Got that and got the old, we're dropping in 5 months.
Yep. Which I'll give you the release date, but...
November 9th.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That one I have memorized.
Okay.
Game Pass.
Yeah, that's a good one. It looks great. It looks great.
We've loved Horizon ever since we started playing it.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, I'm in.
Biggest map yet.
Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico.
Going to do some jungle stuff, some volcano stuff, some snow stuff. Take my 12K cameras down and capture skyboxes.
Yep. 400 hours of skyboxes.
The cars looked sexy.
They do.
The driving looked fun, but we always know the driving is fun if it's a Horizon game.
That's true.
I am excited.
All right, what do we got left? Square Enix and Nintendo, I believe.
Was that it for Xbox?
Yes. I missed something. Because that was all I had on that list.
I don't think so. I was double checking through my own small memory bank. Because technically it ended with Redfall. So
yeah, that was definitely out of order.
Or as I referred to it earlier, Red Dawn. Different game.
Close enough.
Different threat.
Close enough. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? To some people, might have been the same threat. Vampires are probably communist.
Probably. I think Square Enix is short, so we probably blow through that.
Yeah, we can blow through Square real quick. And there it was.
They announced the Marvel's Guardian of the Galaxy.
So, did you watch that?
No.
Okay. Hot take.
Hot take.
Whatever. I watched it, and I went... All right.
They kind of lost me on Marvel games because of...
Avengers. So, like, yeah, Avengers is bad, right? But somehow Guardians looks worse. Let me rephrase. It doesn't look worse. It turned me off from its play style.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is you play as Star-Lord. And you're going through and you're making decisions and you are, you know, dealing with your guardians. You're making choices. I was like, all that sounds fine. It was when they got into combat and I went, nope, I'm good. So you get into combat and you're doing things. But it's all, I was trying to think of what the system is, if it's Final Fantasy or what, where you're doing things, but you're calling abilities and then you're calling your allies and doing their abilities. Like you're just pulling up ability wheels constantly, almost like Dragon Age Inquisition, but worse. And I was like, I'm entirely not part of that combat style, so this is going to be no for me, dog.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the issue with superhero games.
Well, it's kind of the issue with Square.
Yeah, I mean, there's two issues going on here.
fair enough.
I mean, all right, so we got the Arkham games, good superhero combat.
Yep.
Batman Arkham games.
Yep.
Spider-Man.
Yep.
I would assume.
The last two have been great.
And that's it, right?
Lego. Somebody had to.
Those are the only two that
Iron really... Man.
I don't know. Maybe the VR one. I don't know. I didn't play it.
Well, no, there was the one from Xbox from like 2008.
No, we don't count that. Anyways, I got.
I think there was a second one.
Let's just move on. Legends of Mana.
It was a Superman game years ago.
That's coming. Legends of Mana is coming out June 24th. Marvel's Avengers Black Panther DLC War for Wakanda.
Really didn't show much of it in comparison to what they could have shown.
Yeah, well, you know, Square.
Square and COVID.
Yep. Hitman Sniper, The Shadows.
Because that's the big thing. So, all right, before I go into the Hitman thing, it's Square plus COVID. But Square usually loves to deep dive on random things. Like, sometimes their conferences are too in-depth on certain things.
Yeah, where, and like, they almost glossed over,
and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Hitman, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Always just like more Hitman. So, yeah, there's that.
Nier Reincarnation. Mobile game.
Yeah, I'm not into the Nier franchise at all, but I'm sure people are excited.
Final Fantasy VII, The First Soldier. Are they just keep announcing like spinoffs of Final Fantasy VII?
I don't even want to give you an answer.
Okay.
Because it just pains me to mention Final Fantasy and then attempt to. It's like Kingdom Hearts, but it's much worse. But it's like try to figure out the order of things happening, and it's like I have no idea anymore.
These games, man. Babylon's Fall.
And they remastered. I don't know if it's in order, but they remastered 1 through 6. Is that about to come up?
A Final Fantasy?
Yeah. Is that about to come up in that list?
Not that I've seen. No.
They announced like remasters, but then for mobile and PC. Final Fantasy's 1 through 6.
So dumb. Anyways, Babylon's Fall. Don't even know what that is. Apparently, it was already announced to be coming out for PS4 and PC.
Yeah, we saw it last year. It got announced, but nobody knew anything. And then they did this, and
I'm reading that it's now a live service title.
Yes, and I also know less.
Great.
I knew nothing before. I know less now.
And then there was some Life is Strange news. Life is Strange True Colors is set to launch September 10th. Then Life is Strange Remastered Collection is coming at some point with it.
Yeah.
Maybe? Okay.
I mean, they're making a remaster of a game already.
That came out like fairly recently, right? Life is Strange isn't that old.
The first one's probably like 2014, but the more recent ones aren't that old. I wouldn't think they would need a remaster, but I understand if you can, why wouldn't you? Money gonna go.
I recognize this one from a Dunkey video. Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin.
Ah, yes.
Dunkey. Yeah, he did a good little thing on that. That'll be 2022 sometime.
Was that his Drama Wednesdays?
Might have been, actually.
His new rotation. I don't know if he kept that up or not.
And that's the only thing I got on Square.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Clicked the wrong button.
One more to go.
Nintendies.
Nintendies got about 5 things in it. Let's see what this document actually says.
Nintendies.
Though.
Get your little Nintendies. Dip them in some Zelda sauce.
Yep.
Don't know where I was going with that one.
Welcome to this podcast getting banned on multiple services for that.
Zelda.
She
could get it.
Waiting for that one. Oh, there you go.
Hope that stayed close. Is it leaking?
Yeah, it's close.
Okay, good.
For now.
For now. All right, what should we start with? You want to try to hit them all, and I'll tell you if you got them all?
Is it more than 5? All right, so thanks for that.
Got some loading going on here. Having some troubles.
All right, well, then I'll start, and you let me know. Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 showed some more about that. Showed that we're going to be going into the skies of Hyrule. And showed off like a new time mechanic, it looked like. But hey, it was like, all right, cool, more gameplay, whatever.
Hmm.
I probably won't be playing it, but hey, I know there's a bunch of people that are excited for it.
Heard there was a lot more traversal via glider. looking, yeah. looks like.
Yeah. Hey, you guys like the glider? What if you just used it all the time? Then we move to... Let's go to the Metroid one. Metroid Dread, a game rumored to have existed like 10 or so years ago, but canceled, then rebooted, then canceled again. Now officially coming out later this year. They ignored talking about Metroid Prime 4 and talked about this Metroid instead, back to the 2D style. Showed off some new water physics for the game. There's now a dash move. There's something else, another type of move. I don't remember what that one was. And then there's a new enemy that basically chases you until you find a specific one-time use thing in order to kill it. I'm excited to watch people play that game because I love watching the Metroid like speed runs and stuff that happen. But for myself, I've never been a Metroid. I've never been really much of a 2D person anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the game, it looked good. It looked like it was smooth and everything. So I'm hoping everybody's going to like it that likes those Metroid style games. That's two. There's a new fighter in Smash whose name I can't remember, but he's from Tekken. He's the guy that throws his dad off a cliff into a volcano, and then his dad throws him off a cliff into a volcano. Kazuya? Yes. Something then with an M. Because Hayamasa is Miyazawa,
man. I don't know. I just got his first name.
All right. Well, him. Turns into like a demon bat thing. Also, great trailer because he's just constantly throwing all the fighters off into the volcano. And then yeah. he drops Kirby, and Kirby's just floating away afterwards.
Yep.
Great clip. That's three things.
I mean, they did announce a bunch of games that were coming to Switch.
They did announce a bunch of ports. That's true. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2.
I'll rip through it. Life is Strange Remastered. Life yep. is Strange True Colors.
Yep.
Marvel's Guardian of the Galaxies. Worms Rumble. 2 Point Campus. Just Dance 2022. Dragon Ball Z. Kakarot.
Yep.
Astria Ascending. Fatal Frame, Maiden of Black Water, Doom Eternal DLC 1, whatever the fuck that means.
That's the first Doom Eternal DLC.
Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Obviously.
Well, it's just a dumb, like, why would you? That's dumb. Strange Brigade.
All right. I have two more things out of my five that I needed to hit.
Did you say?
No.
Okay.
The next one I was going to say was Shin Megami Tensei 5.
Okay.
That's on its way this year?
November 12th.
Okay. You're like playing against, you get teleported to a world full of angels and demons, and you're fighting demons, but you can convince demons to fight for you. I had known nothing about Shin Megami Tensei, and just watching it, I was like, wait, that was a combat option to talk to the demon. What?
I don't know.
So that's four things. The fifth thing I need to talk about is the one I spoke into existence.
Super Monkey Ball.
No. But that should have been in the collection of coming to Switch.
Super Mario Party Superstars.
No. But also, that's awesome. that is a one to look out for. That's this year again. Is that October or November?
October.
October. That's got 100...
What day is it?
Carry the one. The 15th?
29th.
I went for the week before Battlefield instead of after it. Son of a bitch. It's got 100 curated games from all the Mario parties,
mm-hmm.
and it's gonna have online co-op for all the modes.
6 boards from the original N64.
Yes, that's the other part I was forgetting. And it has co-op for all the modes, which is the main thing. They learned to make co-op for all the modes just standard. Idiots. Before I get to my one thing that I prophesize, is there anything else?
I mean, there's... Let me check here. You said... I think I don't know if you prophesized this one. I think you did. I'm going to let you go.
Okay, so the one that I prophesized was the one that I spoke about last week. When we said... Steel Battalion? Steel Tactics?
That was not the one I was thinking of.
Tactics Steel? Some type of strategy RPG warfighter game that was Steel something last week that got shown during Summer Game Fest. I made the mistake of saying, because you asked me if I, it was a Sega game, and you asked me if I had any attachment to it from before. I said, no, I played Advanced. I said I played Advanced Wars as a kid, and I think they already remade it. Well, I was wrong. I misspoke. They made a different game that looked like that and had the same like ethos, but then Nintendo announced Advance Wars coming to the Switch, a brand new title. So I was a couple days ahead of myself.
There's
once again spoken into existence.
True that. WarioWare get together.
WarioWare. Matt got his first taste of what WarioWare means, which is to be Wario and squeeze toothpaste onto a toothbrush.
Yeah, that was weird.
If you've never seen WarioWare, it's entire for like somebody to watch that. I basically expect the same reaction that you had every time. They're like, what the? So,
yeah.
That tracks.
That's it.
All right. Now for my fun part of reading. So, yeah, that's E3. Anything else on the E3 before I reach for the questionable things that we didn't write full paragraphs on?
Nope, you're good.
All right. And now it's time for questionable things that we didn't write full paragraphs on. Number one, Rockstar is pulling the plug on GTA Online for PS3 and Xbox 360 as of December 16th. Haha, suck it, nerds.
Get it.
Wonder if they'll have the same clamoring for not turning off the PS3 store.
Oh. I mean, it's Rockstar and their GTA Online. You know they did the math, and they're like, nah, this is not making it. Enough money anymore.
Yeah. Number two, Sony is aiming for a holiday 2022 release for the PlayStation 5 VR headset, according to a Bloomberg report.
OLED screens, big thing in the VR community.
Interesting.
No one's using those anymore. Everyone's gone to LCD, LED, whatever the fuck they're using.
Probably LED.
I don't know. Everyone always says LCD.
Interesting.
So I'm assuming they are genuine LCDs, but no one... OLED is, I think, a lot of people consider better, but
yeah,
they don't use them.
OLEDs are definitely considered better than LCDs. I guess when you're 2 inches away from your face, though, they probably look the same.
Yeah, it's weird with VR. I don't know.
Number three, Bloober Team announced that the horror game The Medium will be arriving on the PlayStation 5 September 3rd. Interesting. A lot of mouth service going around when people were saying exclusive anything at this point.
Yeah. Getting real loose with those terms.
Yeah. I want to see you guys keep your cards to your chest there. Let's just, come on.
I think we can.
I get for the whole gamer aspect of like it's good that everybody can play everything everywhere, but at a certain point, when you say something, mean it.
I think Bethesda's pretty safe. I think they're going to be
exclusive. Yeah. Bethesda at this point is at least after Deathloop,
unless we see xCloud on PlayStation.
Go and give it to you. Number four, Forza Horizon 5 won the accolade of most anticipated game during the official E3 2021 awards. Xbox and Bethesda Games Showcase won best presentation. Here's a hot take, no shit. The no shit is for the best presentation. I would have been surprised. It would have been between Horizon and Halo, but the Horizon shock factor wins because everybody already knew about Halo. So
yeah.
Number five, Sony will allow CD Projekt to sell Cyberpunk 2077 through the PlayStation Store again starting next week. They've been let out of jail. Number six, upcoming Rare title Everwild has apparently undergone a complete reboot following the departure of the creative director. The game is now slated for 2024. Cool, don't tell me about it again. Number seven, Activision Blizzard has delayed the shareholder vote on executive pay to give shareholders more time to consider the matter amid criticism over Bobby Kotick's compensation. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Also fun news, World of Warcraft patch 9.1 has now
had that was the other fucking thing I'm
now has here. A release date for June 29th.
Chains of Domination. I think that was called, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Good job. Sanctum of Domination is the raid.
What's up?
Sanctum of Domination is the raid. Chains is the expansion. Number 8, BioWare has announced that Gary McKay is its permanent studio general manager after having the role in an interim capacity since December.
So, problem.
Okay, problem.
All the games that this guy has worked on have been live service microtransaction fests.
Welcome to the new Dragon Age.
He directly came from FIFA Ultimate Team.
Ooh, FIFA Ultimate Team also just made an interesting change, or is making an interesting change. It's not in here, so I'm going to talk about it real quick.
Yeah.
And I didn't read it that much, so, you know, grain of salt
the,
moments.
The loot box preview.
That you can see inside of? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you guys are learning to not be complete shitheads.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. They grow up so fast. Or in their case, so slow.
So that donkey video, I mean, you probably watched it afterwards, well, but...
I haven't, but... Oh, you say we'll watch it. We will watch it after this, whatever it is. Yeah.
He ended it with the funny thing. He's like, I know everyone's all excited for Battlefield 2024, but I don't mean to ruin it for you guys, but just remember. And then he stuck up the EA logo.
Yeah. That is the part that everybody does need to remember, but I'm still excited.
Yeah.
Because it's Battlefield, and Battlefield usually, no matter what, is good. Even the people that complain about 5 and 1, I was like, I still enjoyed the game.
Yeah.
The problem was the cheaters for me, not the content. But I don't play a shooter to play it for the rest of my life. Number 9, Microsoft concluded its E3 2021 showcase by announcing the Xbox Series X mini fridge. Honestly, one of the more important announcements, because if it's cheap enough, I'm buying one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to buy one.
Oh, yeah. Didn't think about that part.
Yeah. Might potentially be harder than finding a new console or graphics card. Microsoft, please send me one. I will exchange money with you right now, secretly. Tree Fitty. Number 10, Ubisoft, or actually, you know what? We're influencers. No, we're not. Can we get one, please? Love you. I say Game Pass a lot. Number 10, Ubisoft Massive Managing Director David Pohlfeldt is moving. I said that same way three times in a row. Is moving to a different role with the publisher.
So, okay. I mean, I threw it in there because it's the division, so you know.
Well, it's that studio, yeah.
Yeah. Division apparently is his like
baby.
So,
but I mean, he's moving to a different role with the publisher. So,
yeah, I'm
assuming within Ubisoft, so he's just leaving Massive specifically, but he might still oversee Massive. Depends on what the role is going
to
be.
Yeah, I wonder if they're making a role that's specific to managing the Division franchise. That'd
yeah,
because
cool. there's multiple titles at this point now.
Yeah.
Number 11, Facebook is set to test in-app ads in its Oculus virtual reality ecosystem.
Selling the Rift.
Yep. Selling you.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, that's what they do, in case anybody's curious. Number 12, Nintendo gathered the most viewers with its Direct during E3 2021, with a peak of 3.1 million people watching. Not entirely surprised, because I'm sure people were expecting a lot, but that was their mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Expectations. What do we always say on this podcast? Keep them low. I know it's a technically pessimistic outlook, and people get really annoyed when I say it, but keep them low, and then you get to be surprised.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just going to constantly depress yourself. I know it sounds like that I'm telling you to not have hope and be excited for anything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just telling you, just be realistic with yourself. No, we're not going to get the new whatever, you know, in 2 months. Come on. I wanted Forza Horizon 5 to drop right now. Yes, I mean, so did I, but I'm not an idiot. Number 13. Pokemon Go developer Niantic has teamed up with Hasbro and Tomy to create a new augmented reality title based on the Transformers franchise. The game, titled Transformers Heavy Metal, is similar to other entries in Niantic's roster, which means you get to walk around, hatch Transformers, scan things, spin pit stops, scan cars, figure out which ones to transform into things. I'm speaking out of my ass now. No idea.
I mean, you probably just came up with a cooler feature than is going to be in the game. So there's that.
Imagine if they're like, you can scan, if you scan like side profiles of cars, it'll. I like the idea that you have to hatch Transformers, though. That'd be funny. I'm trying to think of like, well, because you, there are certain things you do in like Harry Potter that you are the Harry Potter version that they have where you walk around and you gain things, but
mm-hmm.
those are portcullises? Portcullisi? You know the things I'm talking about?
Sure.
Portal? They make portals?
Yeah. I don't know what they're called.
Aren't you supposed to be the Harry Potter nerd of the two of us?
No. Because
you're closer related to a Harry Potter nerd?
No.
You're married to a Harry Potter nerd?
It just means I have to be more active about my ignoring of Harry Potter things.
My defenses have to be up.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to turn off the brain, let it pass in and out.
Who made me do the damn test?
Oh, yeah, the Harry Potter
house test or Patronus test, both
what
of them.
What were you again? Hufflepuff? Ravenclaw?
I don't remember. I'd have to look. I don't remember. One of those two.
You're probably Ravenclaw.
That's my guess, but I don't remember.
I was Slytherin, but yeah. She made me take it like 3 times, and I was Slytherin every time.
And you're just like, yeah, you know what you got into.
I had to change some of my answers. I mean,
yeah, I think I feel like I was Ravenclaw with a field mouse as a Patronus. Because I remember it being disappointing both times. And then I was something different in Europe. But who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I don't know what any of it means. What do the numbers mean, Mason?
Doesn't mean anything.
I know, but I don't need to go to Harry Potter Land and Universal or wherever and get lambasted. You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean you don't know what you are? Sit right down. Take this test right now. We need to identify you. Put this band on your arm.
All right, that took a turn.
Listen, Harry Potter is just a step away from that, all right?
It's true.
When you really think about it.
That all makes sense now.
Think about it, man.
Fucking.
Anyway, so that's E3. And a tangent.
Yeah. There was.
So it's been 7 days and a lot of announcements, but what have you been up to? Anything?
I finished Mass Effect.
One.
Murdered it. Yeah, Mass Effect 1, murdered it.
Making any different choices?
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually, slept with anybody yet?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't know if that was a different choice or not. So.
I slept with Liara.
Don't know which one that
She's
is.
She's an Asari. She's the blue girl.
Okay, all right. That tracks.
Samantha was working in the office while it was happening, and I was like, wow, I don't remember there being butts in this scene. And she like looked over, she's like, oh, that's a naked person. And I was like, she's like, that's not a human. And I'm like, no, it's an Asari.
And she's like, yeah.
She doesn't have a sex. She changes her body to
whatever you need
it to be. Yeah.
And you're like, why aren't you this way?
Why aren't you blue?
Avatar.
I did make some different choices. Nothing crazy, but you have to choose one of two people that die. And I always choose the same person, and I choose differently this time. So like,
oh, okay.
Now through all the trilogies, like
that stays.
Yeah, that person stays. I finished Moneyball, the book, talking about that earlier. It's a really good book.
Audiobook.
Even if you're not like a baseball fan or like, it's really entertaining, awesome story, and it gives you good base knowledge for things, and it's just an interesting topic.
I've got him now. He's within my grasp.
I think the next book I'm going to do is Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Which
hell of a title.
The book that Blade Runner is based on.
Still a hell of a title.
It is a good title.
You did the audiobook though for Moneyball, right?
Yes. The audiobook I think is probably a better, like, is worth the experience over just reading if you're a reader, because the narrator is top notch.
Have you watched the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't remember if you had or not.
I think you made me watch it once. I think we watched it here.
That's probably true. I probably did make you watch it. That's mm-hmm. the beginning of your indoctrination.
Yeah, it's part of the brainwashing process.
I go, hey, you'd probably like this, so let me tease ideas.
Yeah.
as I do.
What else have I been doing? Played a little Destiny 2.
Hey, me too.
That game, graphics hold up, obviously.
Agreed.
Really well optimized as well.
Yeah. Just don't play it on the cloud. That is terrible. Oh, yeah.
I bet it's terrible, but.
Yeah, when I played it on Stadia, it was whoo bad.
That's
notice we don't mention that anymore.
That's it. That's all I got.
Fair enough.
Yeah. What are you up to?
I'm up to the what the kids call the huge, as I say every week. MLB The Show, doing stuff. Actually, new content dropped at 3 o'clock today, so I got some work for me. I gotta get some stuff done. So there's that. I've also been playing Destiny 2. One of the guys from work was playing it, so it's the only reason I picked it back up.
You've been playing it for, you put a little bit of time in, right?
Define a little bit of time.
Because you're already like 12 something, I saw.
Yeah, I'm 1266.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed slower, the power leveling there.
I'm in 18 hours, according to Steam, so yeah. I'm going to guess probably actually like 16, because I had it installed at one point before, and then,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, probably about 16 hours in the last 2.5 weeks or so.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It's usually get home, hop in, grab my bounties for 2 playlists, knock out my bounties, and then get off.
I have an issue where it's like everything, the recommended level is like higher than...
What is your light level?
11.
It should be 1100.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Everything's like 1300 or something, 1250 or whatever.
Strike should just be 1100.
Yeah, but strikes are slow. That's my issue.
Gambit's 1100. That's what I did. I just did gambits and strikes. I did gambit strikes and then just grabbed the bounties for both and just slammed through those. Just to get up to where I was. And then now that I'm where I am, I'm like, all right. Because Nightfall recommended minimum is 1240. I did it at like 1200 with coworker, and it was like, all right, well, I need to make sure to hide.
Yeah.
Because if anything touches me, I'm going to die, but I can kill things in about 5 minutes. So if you just leave me here with this one enemy, I'll be fine for a while.
Yeah.
Don't let anything else come near me, but me and this one guy, oh, we got to, it will be a battle for the ages. Finally, a worthy opponent.
Skadoosh.
So yeah, now that I'm up to 1260 on one, that unlocks the other stuff. And I do, now that I'm up to 1260, I have the option, if I wanted to, I could pay money to boost my other two characters to 1260, being my Hunter and my Titan. I could pay silver, their in-game currency, for real money to boost them to 1260.
Too many in-game currencies, by the way.
The menus in the store and everything else are an absolute nightmare.
Like, and doing anything in that game is really a nightmare.
When I went back to it the first time, my brain melted. I was like, I don't understand what's going on. And so then I didn't play it for like a year and a half.
That's where I was when I logged in, and I was like, what the fuck?
And then so he tells me he's playing, and I was like, all right, well, you know, I'll see where I'm at, like light level wise, and hop in. And everything was defaulted to 1100 because of the new patches, and they move everybody up to that. And then I was like, I have no idea what the hell I'm supposed to do here. That says Vanguard strike play. Okay, that looks like the strike play. Yeah, sure, I remember the strikes from this game. And then so I was just running through doing the strikes, and I was like, all right, I know. And then I ran into a strike that I didn't know.
I've done two strikes. I've never done either of them before.
Yeah, I still have run into a couple where I'm like, I have no idea what this is. But they're, for the most part,
and there's like dungeons now?
I don't know.
What the fuck is a dungeon?
Dude, there's a thing called a prophecy. What is that? What is the objective? Or not the objective. There's something else. It's like, I don't remember if it's a dungeon or, I don't know. There's things that I just see them and I go, I don't understand what you are. But 1260 is the soft cap, which is the nightmare. So now it's just, Getting to 1260, quick.
Yeah.
You can do it pretty quick.
And now, and then when getting you get to the hard cap, you got these like prism engrams, so you got to like collect multiple things to get them.
Getting to the hard cap, fine. I just got to get there. I'll worry about that. 1260, getting above that, it's just me going the entire time.
Yeah.
It's just me actively groaning because everything I'm getting, I'm not getting upgrades. And I'm just like, oh, I want to die.
Well, the raids are 1300.
Raids are 1300. That's why I need to get to 1300 so I can help them do the Vault of Glass.
Yeah.
It's the whole reason I'm even playing. It's just because I want to do Vault of Glass with them.
Yeah.
And if I don't make it, I don't make it. Screw it. Whatever. But playing that, we're playing Season 4 at Warzone. Not actual Warzone, but I'm playing just regular Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
Just hanging out in some multiplayer. I mean, Season 4 doesn't really mean anything to me. It's just, I play multiplayer. I just wanted something more. I every now and then, you know, I need that Twitch shooter itch. Yeah. Like League.
Something more a little straightforward.
League gives me some PvP, but it's not shooter PvP. Destiny PvP I can't stand.
Yeah, so I hear that's a shit show now too. But
yeah, so I just stick to the only PvP I do is Gambit, and that's kind of PvP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really it. I haven't really played WoW at all. Eventually I will. Football Manager is on the rise, though. Let me tell you, stocks, Football Manager, you want to buy those now. Buy while it's low, because we're going to the top.
that's going to be WoW very shortly, too.
I played quite a bit of Out of the Park as well.
Yeah.
Out of the Park has been... Usually I'm playing... If I'm playing like Destiny or something, I'm usually also have Out of the Park open. I'll just alt-tab, start a game, and then alt-tab back in and keep going.
Makes sense. The load times in Destiny are pretty...
My load times are decently quick, but sometimes it's like if I'm with them and we're just waiting for... All right, well, let's go to the tower. Everybody's got to, you know... 20 minutes here to gear up and figure out whatever he wants to do. Zer's up today, so, you know, go hang out and buy stuff.
I guess that's the whole thing. I don't even know if I can. I don't know what currencies I have out. I don't have
any. It's the legendary shards. The stuff you get from just dismantling legendaries. I had, like, 300-something when I came back.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. And now I got all this shit that I don't know if I'm supposed to keep it, if I should get rid of it, you know?
I just dismantled everything. Everything that wasn't exotic, gone. As I got new things, I was like, see you later.
My vault is like, I have like 4 pages in my vault of just like old guns and
exotics armor. Or just
legendaries and exotics. And
yeah,
random.
I have, I think, 3 columns of exotics or 3 rows of exotics because I only ever saved exotics. I never saved anything else. I was the guy, like, except for original D1 where we were both playing, where we're like, oh, Vision of Confluence is the best scout rifle in the game. That's probably one of the best legendary because you can just get it. It's the high. It's the one you can get the highest level because you get it at 207. And it was from the very... So there's all those nerd stats about it. And you're like, yeah, okay, that's why you'd keep that. So there were certain legendaries that at the time you could hunt, but now the legendaries are just... are vomit worthy of how many there are. It's like, I don't give a shit if I get rid of them.
Yeah.
Oh, chaos. You got rid of it. All right, I'll just go run another thing and go get it back. Like, whatever. And I haven't paid for any of the expansions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just playing with the base version of whatever I have.
Yeah, which in itself is annoying because you randomly will run into things that are like, oh, you can't do this.
I ran into Xur last week. And the Nightfall last week. The Nightfall last week was, I think, the Forsaken DLC Nightfall, so I couldn't do it. And then I went to Xur. I could only buy one of the pieces because the other 3 required Forsaken. And I was like, son of a bitch. Well, this week is vanilla, whatever, so I could play the Nightfall, and I could buy everything off of Xur, so I bought everything.
So ridiculous.
It was. So, yeah. That's my life. Almost done with Altered Carbon. I have 2 hours left.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably 3/4 of the way through finishing up Snowden.
Nice.
So.
Good.
Almost done with, you know, putting a nice little bow on those books so I can move on. I don't have another one to listen to, but after Altered Carbon, I start Dan Carlin's final Supernova in the East episode.
Which is a book in itself.
Right. And then after I finish Snowden, I think I'm going to read Center Stage by Michael Kay.
Mm.
He just put it out this week, and it's talking about all the interviews he's done on Center Stage and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, cool. I'll give it a good read and see. And then after that, I have other things I need to read, but that has my interest afterwards of do something different sports-wise and
yeah,
read that. So yeah, that's all.
Cool.
Well, that's been our normal shtick. And we will see you in 7 days. Bye-bye.